You are listening to WRUU Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM and WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Parenting Room 101. I'm your host, Christy Sanborn, and I'm so excited to have you with us today. Today, my two favorite guests are here. Weston and Lena, my two kids, are in the studio. Just a short introduction about both of them. Weston is the son that I always wanted. He is the funniest guy in the room. He has the biggest heart. He's an animal lover. He's the Monopoly king. He's a future Yankees player. He's the best little brother. He's a great friend. And he's also a poodle lover. Welcome to the show, Weston. And Lena's here. My daughter Lena's the smartest girl that I know. She's one of my best friends. She's an amazing decorator. She's a lover of Jesus. She's an incredible big sister. She loves Puerto Rico. She's someone I admire. She's extremely generous, a lover of pets. Welcome to the show, Lena.
Thank you.
Hi, hon. Hey, guys. So I'm so excited you guys wanted to come on today. This was actually your idea this time. I didn't have to beg you guys. You said, we'll come on the show. Yeah. So thanks for coming. It's been a while since I had you guys together. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to ask each other just one question before we get started. So, Lena, why don't you ask Weston a question? It could be any question that comes to mind, funny or whatever. Go ahead.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how cool am I? And don't lie.
To me or to everybody?
To you.
Like a 8.
Uh-oh. She's squeezing his arm. Hold on a second. She's trying to get more out of the 8. Just 8?
8.9.
Okay, 8.9. Okay. All right. Weston.
I'll take it.
Any question you want to ask Lena? Any question at all? Go for it.
Same thing.
Okay.
I'll give you like a 1 point. No, I'm just kidding. I'll give you like a 8.91.
Oh.
Yeah, see, you guys love each other. Let me ask you guys, because there's a lot of people out there, there's a lot of parents out there that tell me that their kids don't get along. So how do you guys stay in a good place? And you guys have arguments, you guys have disagreements. A lot of times I hear it, I watch it. But then how do you guys come back to being friends again? Go ahead, Weston.
I don't know.
Is it hard to be Lena's friend sometimes?
Oh, it's always.
Can she be difficult sometimes?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we bully each
other. She's difficult now.
Hey, watch that mouth. Yeah, we bully each other, but, you know.
But at the end of the day, what
happens? At the end of the day, she keeps staying weird.
Hey.
Weston, what's different about Lena that, like, what are some of her differences that have nothing to do with you? Like, what makes you two different? What are the couple things that come to mind that's nothing like you? Like, what is Lena like?
Well, let's start with an easy one. I'm cooler than her.
First. Okay, watch it. Not too much.
She's short and I'm tall.
Oh.
Okay. I'm taller. Okay.
Yeah, but you're 5'4".
Okay.
I don't know.
You guys have different taste in music or food?
Not really. I mean, food, but not really music,
kind of. Yeah. What do you think, Lean? What's different about him that comes to mind?
He smells and I don't.
What?
He doesn't wash his hands and I do.
What? That's not true.
I'm just kidding. Probably he gets what he wants and I don't. He's spoiled.
That part's not true.
Do you think, Weston, do you think Lena's spoiled?
Well, you give her money a lot, so.
What? No, she doesn't.
Yeah, you do, for college and stuff like that.
And you guys pick up Dave's hot chicken and don't call me and ask me if I want anything, even though I'm home.
You don't want nothing.
Well, here's the thing about Dave's hot chicken, which, by the way, here's a plug here. That's my favorite. But Lena will not eat food that's not hot. So if it's sitting for more than 15 minutes, she's not interested. So there's that. True. She doesn't want any leftovers, reheating, anything like that. So if you want to get Lena food, it has to be picked up and delivered within that time frame. Where Weston is That's the right. opposite. He's like, save that last bite, save that for tomorrow. He's looked for
that one crumb in the fridge.
There's a quarter of the milkshake left, and he wants that in the freezer for later. Yeah, he's like, save it. That's cute. All right, let's go into some funny questions, you guys. And either one of you can answer these. If our house could talk, what would it say? What comes to mind? Go ahead.
Ah!
Oh, God. It would scream?
Yes. Yes, it would. It gets beat up. It's loud in there. So loud. You would think we had a whole concert arena in there. Yeah.
Okay. You agree, Weston, that our house is loud?
Yeah, sometimes.
What do you think our house would say if he could talk?
I don't know.
I know it's kind of a weird question, but I figured Lena would enjoy answering that one. What's the one thing our family definitely has too much of?
Pets.
No, we don't.
That's a good one. We do have a lot of pets.
Let me count. We have 3 dogs and 5 cats. Well, 6 technically if we count Cannon.
You know what we don't have enough of at home?
Spoons.
Thank you. And what else?
Forks. Bowls.
I was about to say that.
Weston's right, though. We somehow don't. We just had our. We'll jump into this real quick, too. We just had my sister-in-law and her baby, Lena, and Weston's new baby cousin come stay with us last week. And she was asking where the bowls and spoons were. And I was embarrassed.
And Tupperware. I don't know.
It's all gone. I said, I think we have like 3 spoons between all of us to share. And there's probably 1 bowl. Like, so I don't know. And she even said, do you want me to run out to Walmart and buy you some bowls? Like, she seemed concerned. I said, no, it's okay. It's okay. We'll get some. But I don't know where they go. I'm not sure. It's weird.
All right. Maybe we'll stop today on the way home and grab some.
We should probably. I don't know why. I don't know where they go. I don't know.
I think you did get like 5 more spoons and then you just lost them.
Yes. I don't know. No one knows. This is what happens in
it's
our house.
It's like socks when you wash them and dry them. They're just not there anymore. Where are they going?
I want to ask you guys, if you could trade places with me for one day, what would you do if you were me, Weston?
Well, I'd go to the bank.
I knew this was coming.
Go for it.
I'd take all the money, put it onto one debit card, or no, credit card. And I'd go to a... forgot what it's called. I guess a big arcade or something.
Okay.
And just spend it all there.
And just blow it. Well, we can do that today at Dave and Buster's. We're not going to spend all of it, though. But we could spend some.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Lean, what would you do?
Or casino.
Oh, the casino. Oh, you go to the casino.
You're not old enough.
But she is.
Yeah, if you switch places, that would be okay. And go to the casino and spend it.
It's not my money, so.
True.
That's true. Wouldn't be a loss, I guess.
Yeah.
What about you, Lean? What would you do if you were me for the day?
You ready?
Yes.
I would go to Calvary.
Okay.
And I would go to lunch and have lunch with my son. And probably stay there the whole day.
Lena loves Weston's new school. She's obsessed. She's begging to go, even though she's too old to go now.
I can do 12th grade.
She's in college now, but she wishes she's going to this private school, which is pretty great. How's your school going, Weston?
Good.
Yeah. Do you like it, honey?
Yeah.
Your new school? Mm-hmm. What do you like the most about it? What are the
food?
The food. Mm-hmm.
What's that Bible verse? You remember it?
No. Oh. Well, I do. I just don't want to say it.
Oh.
Lean, do you have a Bible verse you want to share with us?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's not okay. I think you should say it.
No, it's okay. I can do all things through God who strengthens me. There you go.
That's beautiful. Do you want to share yours, Weston?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. Well, if you want to later, that'd be cool. It's okay. No pressure. So, Lena, when you think of Weston, what's the first word that comes to your mind?
Cool.
Oh, that's sweet.
He's a cool guy. He does cool stuff.
Yeah, he is. Weston, what would you say about Lena? What's the first word that comes to your mind?
Well, if she comes downstairs,
oh boy,
and I see her, and she is in her pajamas, she's going to say, "Be quiet!" So that's what I think.
You think she's always
I
saying
hear the word quiet.
Okay, that's what you said, quiet. Yes.
Why that is, that's true.
Why do you think she's always telling you to be quiet?
Yeah, she naps. What's the reason?
Because you sleep like a cat.
Mm.
That's true. But also, our walls are very thin, and you like to chase the dog around downstairs.
Well,
and
he chases me.
And you stomp with your heels on the hardwood floor, and the dog's barking at the same time.
And
you just keep going in circles right under my room. Right under my bed downstairs. Yep. So.
And that is true about our house. But
and the earplugs don't work.
Earplugs.
Plugs.
You know, I always say this too, Lean. There's three adults in the house and one child. Three adults. And he's the child. So there has to be room for him to be a child and be loud and have fun. That's why I'm so lenient when it comes to what goes on at home with the noise. Because he's not an adult. He's supposed to have fun. And he's a boy.
Keep in mind, this is at 6:30 in the morning. Some more context.
6:30 in the morning.
That's true. It does sometimes.
It's very early. We're sometimes. Not talking 2 p.m. We're talking like before the sun's out.
But the dog does like to. The dog likes to run too.
Yeah.
And we don't have a fenced in yard yet, which would definitely be a help at some point when we get one. Weston, when you think of your dad, what's the first word that comes to your mind?
Not sure.
Okay.
I can't think of it.
And again, there's no pressure here. There's not like, oh, that's a right answer or a wrong answer. It's just a question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the best with their money in the family? Who do you guys
think? Ooh, that's me.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I beat you in Monopoly in like 3 to 5 minutes.
Yes. The other day you did. In less than 5 minutes, you beat me. And actually, last night we played Uno, and the first hand, I think you beat me in less than 5 minutes. Yes. Very good. You're very good with your money. Very good with numbers, too. Yeah. Who's the person in our family who's most likely to fall asleep during a movie?
Not me. Yeah. Lena.
Lena or I? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely me. Mm-hmm. It's like a bedtime story for me.
Yeah.
Yep. Who in the house is most likely to make everyone late if we're heading out somewhere?
Who's Mom.
Really?
For sure. Mom will be like, "I'm coming." And then she'll go, like yesterday, I was waiting for her on the steps because I had to talk to her about something. She's like, "I'll be right there. Let me just go put this in the fridge." I'm sitting on the porch for like 10 minutes. I'm like, "All right." The fridge is like 4 steps away from the front door. She definitely is doing like 10 other things right now. And then she'll come when she's finished, you know, getting
walking
distracted.
Walking the dog. Mm-hmm. And cleaning the house.
And going to the bathroom mm-hmm. or, you know, grabbing something. Or
you do that too sometimes. I mean, you don't do it as much, but sometimes.
That's true.
I do that too.
Mm. I think we're both guilty.
Yeah. Mom will be like, "Come on, get in the car." And she's not even ready.
Exactly.
You know what I was just thinking too? When my niece, you guys, the little baby cousin Adeline was with us last week, just being able to sit on the couch with a baby and not have to do anything other than hold the baby and feed the baby was the most relaxing, enjoyable experience for me because I don't normally feel like I can just sit and do that.
Yeah.
Which is, again, something I'm always working on because I can sit if I want to. I guess I just feel like I like a clean house, or at least semi-clean. I know the house could always be cleaner, but if I see stuff, I want to fix it and make it nice again. Mm-hmm. So I guess I struggle with that a little bit. Do you guys care if the house is clean, honestly?
I mean, I do, of course.
I mean, with the bugs,
we don't
out.
Have bugs in the house, side note. But
well,
I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes we get the flies in there.
And
we
the
have
spiders.
There has been some spiders at times.
In my bathroom only.
For some reason, that's in in Weston's bathroom. Yes, we have. But does that matter to you guys if there's a pile of laundry on the couch or there's dishes in the sink or the house needs to be vacuumed? Do you guys care? Do you care that it's clean?
Because it's not like hoarders at our house ever, obviously.
I mean, with the vacuum, because I am allergic to dust mites.
Okay, so you like it to, so you
with
like
the vacuuming, yes, but the other stuff, not really.
You don't care so much?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just my thing. I need to work on them. Doing less, I guess. Or yeah. Not making it such a priority sometimes.
I just like a clean space, but that's just me. But I live upstairs, so.
Yes.
My room's always clean.
And your room is clean.
My room's clean.
It is. Now, yeah. Weston, without mentioning any names here, you've been to other people's houses who maybe their house is not as clean, right, as ours.
The least clean?
Well, yeah, and I don't want you to say who these people are, but, like, you've seen other people's houses that may be messy, right?
Yes, very okay. much.
Does it, would that be weird if our house was like that?
I mean, it wouldn't be weird, but I wouldn't like it as much.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's dirty.
Yeah. I think there's a lot to be said. I grew up in a very clean home, too. And so I appreciate that the sheets were clean when I went to bed and there was towels that were washed. And you know, Lena, we grew up that, you know, you grew up that way, too. You know, everything was pretty much put away. And
yeah,
I don't think we're crazy about that at our house, but I could sit down more. And
definitely.
Mm-hmm. Who turns a 5-minute story into a 30-minute story in our family? Who talks too much?
Uncle Davey and Elizabeth.
Elizabeth for sure.
Really?
Oh my
god. A lot of talk. Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, and that's and oh wait, did you hear about Johnny? goes on. It went to can you clean the dishes too? And that is how she ended up in Davey's grave. What? Yeah, exactly.
Long talks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's a long story.
I think
yes.
so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you think your dad talks too much?
I don't think he talks enough.
He doesn't talk enough.
When he helps me practice baseball, it's talk a lot.
How's that been going? Has he been doing less of that talking?
I mean, he's trying to.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Is it helping that he's trying to?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, that's all we try to do as parents. Sometimes you got to work on where you're coming up short. So nobody's perfect. But I like that he's trying to be better at that, which means he heard you, Weston, right? Like he heard you. Yeah. And he's trying to help without giving you too much instruction. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to fill in these blanks. When I grow up, I'll always remember blank. Go ahead, Weston.
Lewis?
Oh, okay. Lena?
I mean, I'm already kind of grown up, mm-hmm. but...
yeah, you are.
50s.
Getting into Calvary.
That's Weston's memory, Lena. You can't confuse the two. That's his life. What will you always remember?
Just hanging out as a family, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do that a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We do.
Home feels like home when what? Fill in the blanks. When does it feel like home? What makes our home feel like a home?
When Weston's there.
That's true. You know, it's funny. I agree with that. You do make it feel like home.
You
Weston.
Do.
When you're not there,
it's too quiet.
It's weird. It's actually really weird. I'm like, where's Weston? Why is it so quiet?
That's what I said this morning. I'm like, where's Weston?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, he's in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, okay. It's too quiet in here.
I think you make the home a home, Weston. I do.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. One thing I appreciate about my home is... Go ahead, Weston. What do you appreciate about our home?
Do you like... I have a dog to play with.
Mm-hmm. Do you like our house?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the house?
Probably, like, the loop where I can run.
The loop?
The dog.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
What about you, Lena? What's your favorite part?
Probably my room.
Yeah.
I have a... abnormally large room
space. Yeah, it's one big open space.
It's
yeah.
huge.
It is.
So, yeah, and I have a bathroom.
It's not technically
closet.
A room.
It's like a floor.
Yeah, I have my own floor. So
yes.
Yeah, definitely my room. I have a living room in there. I have my bedroom in there. Mm-hmm. My closet outside. My closet.
I never actually thought of that you had this much.
She does have a big space. Now that's been offered to you, Weston, different times. That like, hey, if you want that room upstairs. you can have it. Do you think when Lena moves out eventually, you'll want to go upstairs?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice for you when you're in high school.
Mm-hmm. No girls. Anyways. I'll be right up there.
Sometimes Lena tries to be the second mom that Weston doesn't need. Sometimes he just wants a sister, but she could be very motherly and nurturing.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think Lena always has your back, too. She just wants to make sure you're good. She cares about you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favorite pet in the house, Weston?
Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Lena, who's your favorite pet in the house?
That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
She has three of her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably Jingle, so.
Okay. So Frankie boy. Our old kitty, Frankie, who's 17. Old boy,
yeah,
still going.
Him.
Still
his
going.
His name is not Jingles, by the way.
It is.
Right. Lena gives him a nickname. Yes.
I love all my pets, though. So, I don't know.
I know it's hard to pick.
I can't really. But he was, first, so I'll say him. And he always greets us. I mean, we don't have him anymore.
Yeah, living.
But he was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my cat. But no, definitely Jingles. He always comes out when I come home. He jumps in the front seat. I open the door, he'll just jump in the car.
All right, yeah, our cats have really great personalities. Yeah.
And he talks back.
Uh-huh.
I'll talk to him, and he talks back to me. He's like, bones.
I know.
But
I know.
Yeah, I love that cat.
For anybody that loves cats, you really have to appreciate an old cat, because that's his true essence. Because I always heard that when you got a cat, especially a kitten, you didn't know what kind of temperament or how that cat was going to be until they were at least five. So, because they're still like kitten phases, but once a cat reaches that mature age, but now that he's like a senior cat, that is who he really is.
But he's so cool now. He's more chill. He used to be kind of mean. He's like not mean.
He was, yeah.
Yes. And when we pull up in the driveway, he comes running from anywhere just to greet us as we get out of the car.
Mm-hmm. And I feed him like human food and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he eats mochi and he eats chicken and rice. And he drinks my matcha. I'll give him the rest of my matcha. He'll have that. So he's like a dog.
I want you guys to do an impression of me. Weston, would you do an impersonation of me?
God,
like,
I'm scared.
What's something that I say all the time? Can you
Let's start with Lena. I have to think.
No, we can do Lena too. You want to do Lena first?
Do Lena first.
All right, do Lena, then do me. No, Lena, don't say anything. Let him just do it. Go ahead. Do Lena. Pretend you're Lena.
Oh,
I'm scared.
I'm not going to do the voice because that.
No, you have to.
No, let him do it, Lena. Let him do it his way. He can do it. Go ahead, Wes.
I'm not going to do the voice. Okay, so, let's see. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to go out to Chick-fil-A. Oh, I'm going to get those chicken waffles. Did you hear about those? They are so good. Wait, you got one chicken nugget and you didn't bring me any? And also, if she lives in she used to live in New Jersey, if I got something, she'd be like, you didn't give me any?
When you were like 14 hours away?
And this is, she didn't say this, but she always laughs like a pig.
Anything else about Lena you want to share?
She's weird. Okay, Lena's turn.
He's right. Weird too. Anyways.
All right, Lena.
Anyways.
Lena, do your impression of me. Can you?
Of mom?
Yeah.
All right.
And Weston, don't say anything. Let her do it.
Are you doing the voice?
Yes, but I have to think about what mom says.
You want him to go first?
Yeah.
Go ahead, you go first.
Okay, honey, did you make any new friends? It's okay. I know. Well, did you play with your sister today? Did she take you out to the hot dog Johnny's? Did you get any new hobbies lately?
Did you get bullied today? Be honest.
Oh, did you get bullied today? Be honest. I came here an hour early to pick you up from school just to make sure you're okay, honey. Do you want to have some food?
Does your throat really hurt? Or tell me what's really wrong.
Does your throat really hurt? Tell me what's really wrong. Really? You got bullied? Tell me the truth, honey. Did you just have a bad lunch? Did you sit with your friends today? I really don't want you to be sad. So if you're not happy there, then go somewhere else. I will spend all my money with you if you want, but it can't be $20 because it's too much. But it can be $6, maybe $5 at most. You can buy anything you want with the $5.
Remember how mad you were yesterday and you thought I stole your money?
Yeah.
Which
no,
I didn't
it's her
do.
Money.
It was my money.
And the sugar bear.
I know you were.
Just kidding about that.
That was a great
impersonation. Don't mention that.
That was a great impersonation, by the way.
Don't mention it.
We're not going to mention it. Do you think I'm a helicopter mom, Weston? Be honest.
A little bit.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Who's,
10, 10
who's
being.
More helicopter, mom or me?
You. I have long shot.
He's always like, oh, you're such a helicopter sister.
Do you think I am?
Mom's lenient.
Not really. I wouldn't say much, but nah.
Do you think I'm mean?
I mean, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Very strict with screen time.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Do you think I could be, I should let you have more screen time?
I mean, I don't have much compared to other kids. Mm. Like, average, they have more than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, because I don't have much screen time.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
And Lynn? I don't have social, like YouTube or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly YouTube.
Right, you're not allowed on YouTube. What do you think, Lena? Do you think I'm too strict with the screen time stuff?
No, honestly.
What? I only get like
you'll appreciate it later. You don't understand now, but you'll appreciate it later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't. You get sucked in. That's why I don't have like TikTok anymore.
Oh, that's not true.
I don't have TikTok.
Well, you have Instagram and. Whatever else you have.
And nothing else. But, yeah, I think it's a good thing. Because you would just get sucked in. That's what it's meant for.
Yeah.
To suck you in and keep you there.
It's true. You know, I just ran into a lady that I know locally. And her grandson is Weston's age. And she said, every time I pick this boy up from school, he's on the phone. Like, he doesn't even look up from the phone. We're in the car driving home. We don't even have a conversation. He's just so absorbed in the phone.
Yeah.
And he's 11. So mm-hmm. that's the thing. I just don't want that for you, Weston. And I know it's hard because I know how bad you want to get on there.
Yeah.
I know how bad I want to get on there. But then we miss each other. We miss out on other stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
And most parents aren't paying attention to their kids. Like mom pays attention to you.
I agree, Lena.
She gives you all of her time.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of it. I never see mom on her phone. She's always doing something with you every single second of every day.
I certainly try to.
Yeah.
I try.
She
I'm guilty, though, sometimes. Like, if I'm in the bathroom, sometimes I want to be on my phone. That's probably not a good habit.
I mean, but I feel like that's fine, though. Like,
yeah. But, no, I'm not overriding my responsibilities to just be on social media. No. I'm not.
She's just being your mom.
Right. And I try to read my book, too. So I try to say, I want you to see me reading so that hopefully you'll think that reading is a good idea because you're also a good reader. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys for that. The impersonations were really, really funny. what's something that your dad says all the time, Weston? Can you think of something? Or can you impersonate him? Maybe?
I know, but go ahead.
Okay, or I'll let Lena answer when you're done.
Go
ahead,
Lena.
What's just something that Mark says all the time?
All right, try this. I'm like, all right, take a bite. He's like, is it good? How is it? I'm like, it's good. He's like, I'm like, okay, what? He's like, this is the best chicken I ever cooked. I'm like, okay, I know it's good. He's like, man, I just did something different this time. Like, that seasoning, it just did it this time. It's just better. I'm like, yeah, it's good. He's like, yeah, but, man, this chicken was so good. Then I'll finish eating, he'd be like, damn, wasn't that chicken good? And I'm like, yeah, it was good. He's like, oh, man, it's just so good.
Do you think so, Weston? Does Dad do that?
Yeah.
When he cooks.
Yeah, when
only
he cooks.
When he's cooking, though.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess so. Mm-hmm.
You've heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad thing. It's funny.
No, it is. It's funny.
It's really funny.
Because he does get excited about
it.
What about you? Can you think of anything that Dad says sometimes?
No.
You guys have funny sayings that you say to each other.
Well,
though,
yeah,
right?
But I'm not saying it.
You don't have to. No, that's okay. So, it's my birthday in a couple days. Did you guys forget or did you remember?
No.
I remember.
Okay. Do you know how old I'm going to be, Weston?
49?
Uh-huh. That's right. Oh, nice work, buddy. What do you... Okay, where do you guys think we should go eat for my birthday? I'm looking for suggestions for the restaurant. Do you guys...
We could go...
And I'll consider what you're requesting.
To...
Marble and Finn.
Huh?
A Marble and Finn?
Steak restaurant.
Oh.
Downtown. We could go... It's fancy.
She doesn't like that. She doesn't like steak.
I don't like steak,
they don't
honey.
Have just steak. They have, like, a whole bunch of, like, seafood, obviously.
It's fancy.
We live in the
South. We can go to Pirate House.
Yes!
You like the Pirate House, too?
Never mind. I changed my answer.
I love that you like the Pirate House.
Why don't you
as
like
much
it?
As I do.
It's just so good.
Yeah.
Then why'd you change your mind?
Nah, I changed my mind because I like that better.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I never even been to this other place, but I would much... We just talked about that.
You guys both mm-hmm. love the Pirate House?
Yeah, we just said that the other day.
Oh, you can eat buffet.
I don't know if they're going to have that.
Depending on what day you go.
At night. But
right.
I don't care. The whole menu's good.
That is definitely like one of my top favorite restaurants here.
Yeah, that's like really good food and it's hard
to
find.
Wait, the Pirate House is the all-you-can-eat. That's the place that we went for your like Mother's Day or something?
Mm-hmm. But that was like a special buffet. They don't always have that.
Oh, okay.
That was Mother's Day.
Remember, we've been and we've ordered off the menu before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, okay. I like that place.
I like the inside, too.
Yeah, it's cool. They have a chest full of lollipops.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they have that fountain that looks that's like 50 feet tall. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's like those underground things that they're creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That might be it again this year. Do you guys have any other suggestions?
I miss the Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
I miss the Crab Shack, kind
of. Yeah, I know. We went there a couple of years for my birthday because I do love those crab legs.
And you want those?
Games.
I'm thinking. I do love those.
I don't care. Either one is good.
And that's
honestly.
Also a really fun experience there because there's like cats there.
You can feed the alligators.
The alligators. There's birds. And there's like
games.
The game room. Like they have a whole bunch of stuff happening over at the Crab Shack. That is kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll consider that. I like
and
it.
I'd rather do Pirate House though.
Okay. Do you guys have any idea what gifts I would like to have for my birthday?
A perfume.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. I know what type I want to get you, though.
Okay.
I don't know, actually.
I kind of want to have an experience with you guys. I feel like maybe we can go make a candle together.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Or something like that.
Ooh, a theme park.
A theme park?
A vacation. Ooh. To the Maldives.
Ooh, that'd be nice. I kind of like the idea of doing something with you guys like that.
Theme park.
Theme park. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. All right. But definitely quality time is one of my favorite things to do with you guys, especially on my birthday. So
yeah.
Yeah. So
well, it's on a Tuesday.
It is on a Tuesday. So we'll probably do Monday. I think we'll talk
what?
About that.
I work Mondays.
How about we do it on like a Sunday or
no,
Saturday?
No, Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday's
tough. I have
tough.
School.
He has school and he has sports at night, huh?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we'll figure something out for this weekend. Yes, we will.
Or Sunday, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when's your birthday again?
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I do want to hear a little bit about what you guys thought about the experience having Aunt Elizabeth and the baby at our house. I'd love to know more about that because that was a very new experience for us, having somebody at our house for a week. All right, we'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned.
Toodles.
The Telfair Museums presents... Off the Coast of Paradise, Artists and Ossabaw Island, 1961 to now. Featuring the work of 32 artists who have considered the island through historical, environmental, social, cultural, and personal lenses over the last 65 years. The exhibit opens on March 13th and runs through September 6th at the Jepson Center for the Arts. More information is available at www.telfair.org. Walter San Martin, The Arts Southeast, August On View, Artist in Residence, Artist Talk will be on Wednesday, August 26th at 6:15 p.m. at Arts Southeast. Doors open at 6 p.m. His artistic practice spans sculpture, printmaking, and performance, often exploring themes of immigration and labor. During his residency, San Martin plans to create site-specific sculptures. More information is available at artssoutheast.org/Walter San Martin.
This is WRUU, your radio station. Each of our hosts is just like you. We're your friends, your neighbors, and your coworkers. We're Windsor Forest Radio and Ardsley Park Radio and Liberty City Radio and radio for and from every other part of Savannah too. Like you, we can't keep going without covering expenses. So please help us by donating whatever you can. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Parenting Room 101. I'm your host, Christy Sanborn, and I have my two favorite people here, my son, Weston, and my daughter, Lena. So go ahead, you guys, tell us a little bit about what it was like having the baby at the house. Go ahead. Weston, you want to start?
It was interesting because I never actually held a baby or seen one really in person, just on like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Were you scared to hold her at first?
At first, but not after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like fall in love with her right away or?
Kind of.
Yeah. She really liked you a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Lena? What are your thoughts on having the baby around? Did it make you want to wait to have a baby?
Yep. And also, I'm not home that much, so.
Yes.
I had work and school, so I wasn't really home as much as you guys were.
Yeah, she just turned 5 months old, too, so she's very small. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice having her there. It was sweet. We took a lot of walks, which was nice, and she went with us into the pool, our neighbor's pool, which was really fun. Yeah, she's sweet. Sweet little baby. Let's talk a little bit about Fripp Island, you guys, because we did have our vacation this year, first family vacation in 6 years. So that was really cool. What are your thoughts on the vacation, Lee? Tell us a little bit about your feedback. Let's just start wherever. Go ahead.
It was a very interesting trip.
Okay.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
We got there. Well, yes. We left our non-air conditioned house. I probably didn't say that right, but anyways, because our air broke, our central air, so we had to get it fixed while we were away. And, you know, we get to our vacation house, everything's good in the hood, we have the dogs there, and we have a storm one night, and we're out on the back porch just watching the storm, and then all of a sudden we hear a crack of lightning, and the lights and AC go out for 2 days. And it's summer. We're in South Carolina.
Yes.
I have a very hairy, long coated dog. And it was very hot. Mom just went grocery shopping. The fridge went out. It was very uncomfortably hot. Me and you woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, I'm literally going to lose my mind.
Yes,
sweating.
We met each other.
Nice and cozy.
Your room was much cooler, Weston, but Lena and I both met each other in the hallway at 4 a.m.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm literally going to lose it.
I know, just so hot and just annoyed and bothered. Yes.
Yeah, I was so annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, we tried to find stuff to do, but not only was everything was out, the entire island was out, so nothing was open. Like the stores on the island weren't open. The restaurants weren't open. Mm-mm. Nothing was open besides the pool. So, I mean, how long can you go to the pool for?
Which, by the way, the adult pool was great.
The adult pool was
great.
Yes, the adult pool was probably my favorite part of the whole trip.
Yeah.
You were there, like, practically the whole time.
I really was. It was so great.
Yeah, there was one adult pool there, and Weston, unfortunately, wasn't able to go in there, but we were there a lot,
so
you and I.
It was so quiet, no splashing. Man, that's how you know
it
I'm getting old.
It had a fountain.
It was a nice pool. Weston kept saying, I want to go over there. I want to go to that pool.
it was so nice.
It was.
Yeah, I like that. But then, anyways, our air came back on, and then the rest of the trip was good.
It was. What about you, Weston?
Oh, and we fed the deer. Don't forget about Bob.
So, tell us about the deer. Go ahead, let's talk about.
You didn't give him a kiss goodbye.
You guys called him Buck?
Yeah, Buck.
Oh, he was sweet.
All right, tell him about that.
What was that like, buddy?
So Buck was a deer that wasn't shy because all the other deer were kind of shy, and I only got to pet two deer because they were very shy there. And one of them, it was quick because I just had to get out, pet one, and then get back on the golf cart and leave. But the second one was in our backyard, and his name was Buck, and he was in our front yard, actually. And I started petting him, and then we were petting him for like 30 minutes, and then he left.
And you were feeding him like strawberries and stuff like that,
right? We were feeding him in the backyard, and then what did we try to do?
We tried to take him onto the back porch.
We tried to trap him in the back porch.
But what happened?
Because we wanted to keep him for our vacation.
I was going to get Lewis's collar. But
we were going to get the dog leash and see if we could just like walk him up the steps and keep him for our trip.
And feed him and
cuddle him and all that.
Well, he was letting you hug him and everything.
He was.
Like, you were, like, kissing him. Kiss him.
Well, hugging him was a little dangerous because he was getting a little anxious when we did that.
Because he had his antlers.
Yeah.
But we didn't care.
Oh, he was sweet.
Mm-hmm. He was so sweet.
He didn't want to leave. I could tell he was hanging out with you guys for a long time out there.
Yeah. And then he kept coming back.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. But we couldn't trap him. He got, like, halfway up the stairs and then he was like, all right, I know what you two are up to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else happened, Weston? Do you remember on that trip? Anything fun? Something big happened for you when you went down to that fishing pier. Something happened.
Oh, I caught two big fish.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was your first time, right, catching? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Is your tooth loose right now? Is it? I'm just curious. No.
What?
Back to the trip.
Okay.
I thought we had a great time. That restaurant we went to was really good that night we all went.
The first time.
The first. Okay. So let's talk about the first time. And then we'll talk about the second time.
Okay.
So the first time we went, that was a really delicious restaurant. Yeah, I forget what it was
really
called.
Good.
You guys got the steak, I think.
No, I got the ribs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he got a full rack.
Mm-hmm. An adult size plate and you finished it. Yeah.
And I got steak and crab legs. Cornbread with key lime pie.
Mm.
Yeah, that cornbread was so good.
Mm-hmm. And then you went back with Mark another time, and it was not.
Oh, God.
What happened?
It was just so bad. They had no crab legs.
Mm.
I just got steak. But it was, like, just, like, overcooked and yucky. And
yeah, the service
wasn't. We sat there for, like, 100 hours. It was just so bad.
Mm-hmm. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
It depends on what night you went. But the night we went, the three of us had a great time.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I liked our server that night a lot.
Yeah.
She was really good.
What about when we took all the dogs to the ocean at different times? So we had three dogs with us, and each time we took a different dog. Did you see each dog get in the water, Weston?
No,
he wasn't there for Ginger.
Oh, you weren't there? Oh, that's right. Just you and I were there for Ginger. Let's talk about Lewis, though, our golden doodle, when he was in the ocean.
He was hopping, jumping out the water.
Yeah, he was
like
a
fish.
Bunny rabbit.
He was. He was adorable. He really liked the ocean a lot. He was showing off for a lot of people that were watching, too.
Mm-hmm. Then Mom got stung in the face by something.
Yeah, I got stung in the face by a horsefly.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt that bad.
It really did. It hurt.
It really did. Yeah, I was having a tough time that week.
It was just a time on that trip.
And then Lena was having a tough time with this guy she was talking to because they were having
mic drop.
There was some stuff there.
Yeah, it was like the worst
week
she
was
of
crying.
My entire life.
I was crying.
Like, I just wanted to just...
I didn't have a video game system. I couldn't play.
Right. You didn't have your but you did have SpongeBob. So that was cool. There's always SpongeBob. You had your snow cone machine, which is great. That's what Weston bought himself this summer. And we've been really enjoying the snow cones at home. They've been awesome, actually. Mm-hmm. So overall, would you guys like to go back to Frob Island or no?
No.
Mm,
I'd rather
really care.
I'd rather go somewhere else.
I want to go to somewhere with clear water.
Like the Bahamas.
Okay, yeah. The Bahamas or Florida Keys. Yes, exactly.
A cruise there.
Yes, I like somewhere different, which I think we're going to do in the spring. We're going to do a Florida trip.
Florida Keys sounds good.
We'll have fun. It's
or
very,
like
very
some
beautiful.
Some Caribbean island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Japan.
Or Greece.
We have to start getting ready for our trip to Japan, which
we're
is where we
going to the Universal Studios. We're going to probably go there.
I think that would be so great. Yeah, so we're going to plan on that as a big family trip out of the country, which we've never done before.
Yeah.
So that's going to be awesome.
Probably in like 2 or 3 years.
We need to start the process so that it can actually happen.
Yeah.
So now that we're talking about it here, let's do that this weekend. Do something for the trip this weekend, you guys, to start planning our trip for that.
I'll be the computer. Then you'll be the writer. Okay. And Mom will sit down and drink her coffee and and count my money and put more money in it.
All right, yeah.
For the trip?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, just give me money.
Just give you money. Well, I don't think that's happening. I just want to thank you guys both for on the trip when I was having a tough time because I was having a tough day that day. I was actually really upset. I was actually very angry and sad at the same time because of our air conditioning breaking at home, like Lena was saying, it was just bad timing to have to replace the whole HVAC or whatever it's called.
Mark had to leave.
Mark had to go back. Savannah. So it was like supposed to be our 1 week vacation, and there was just so many things that were just not working out.
Yeah.
Our golf cart was dying a couple times.
Oh yeah, like there was the tire got flat.
We got a flat tire. Yeah,
we got to drive.
True. So we had so many things happening at once.
Yeah.
I personally was overwhelmed. I was upset in the kitchen. I was crying. And Weston came and gave me a hug. Lena came and gave me a hug. And thank you guys for that. Because sometimes that's all you need. And sometimes for me personally, it's hard to ask for that. It's hard to say, hey, would you please give me a hug? That would help me. Because I didn't even know that would help me. But it did. So thank you guys for that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about golf on the trip, Weston, because Lena and I didn't play golf, but you did. And did you have a good time on the ocean course with that?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was nice. Very nice there.
Did you like it the first time you played there?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you play pretty well?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. Nice. Did you get bored out there?
Not really.
19 holes is a long time. 18?
18.
Sorry, 18. 18. Oops. That's a long time, though. Yeah. And then you played again the second time, right? Was that fun, too?
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other course.
Yeah. Do you want to go back and play golf again? Somewhere else,
yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe, yeah. Okay.
The one thing, too, we didn't see any alligators on our trip, so that was kind of disappointing.
I saw one. Me and Dad saw one.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, that's right. You're the only two that saw one. Because in the past, we've seen them all the time. But, yeah, so you got lucky. So, yeah, I think you're right. We feel the same way, too. We used to love Fripp Island, and now I think we're just going to take a little break from it and maybe revisit in a couple of years because I don't really need to go back again anytime soon. We've seen it. We've done it. Mm-hmm. So, Weston, I want you to share a little bit about how people could make friends because you happen to be really good at making friends. And I know there's a lot of people out there, all different ages, that don't know how to make a friend and they don't have friends. I know people like this. I know adults that are like, I wish I had more friends, but I don't. So you happen to have a lot of friends. Would you share a little bit about how you make friends or maybe give somebody pointers on how they too could be a friend or make friends?
You don't ask to be their friend. Because that just ends up being bad. You wait for them to ask you.
Okay.
Or don't, nobody ask. You just become friends.
Yeah.
How though?
Yeah, how do you know when you're somebody's friend? Because you just literally made a friend last week and you have...
How do you like talk to them?
He has so many, I'm not bragging either, but you do have a lot of friends for just being 11 years old. These are actual friends too that want to hang out with you. So how do you do that?
Well, you don't ask. And you just
start talking to them or like what happened?
I don't know.
That's why I'm wondering I know it's hard to explain because it probably comes natural for you, which I think it does because you do make friends all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you know when someone is your friend? Like how do you know when it's comfortable to just say, hey, do you want to hang out this weekend or do you want to come over to my house? When do you know that that's a good time to do it? You just do it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know either. Lane, do you struggle with this sometimes, making friends?
I don't have friends, so.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I do.
You do have a few friends, but
close people.
Close friends.
That will be at my wedding, probably like two.
Okay. Or close friends when you need help with something or you need.
Yeah, I mean, I have like, I have like two like, family.
Yes.
Friends, I would say.
Okay.
And then, I mean, I have like some other friends. Like I can always call them. They can always call me. Mm-hmm. And we just hit each other. We hit each other up randomly,
mm-hmm.
like you know.
I do that.
Like
all the
I just
time.
Called Owen, like
okay,
2 days ago out of nowhere.
And you went and to high school talked. With him, and you guys were very
no,
close.
We didn't go to high school.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We went to a different high school.
Oh, you've been friends since high school, though, right?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just called him just to get a male perspective, and I haven't talked to him in I don't know 7-8 months.
And he just
he just picked up, and we were just talking like we talk like every single day.
I love it.
So I have a lot of friends like that,
mm-hmm.
or friends that'll just call and check on me, see what I'm doing, how I'm doing, stuff like that.
There must be something, though, that you're doing, Weston, that other people don't know. So like you, for instance, you just started a new school. You've only been there for a month. You didn't know. You only knew like one person. But then you did meet that one boy that right before school started through another friend. Right. So your friend, Zach. But like was it weird going to a new school and not knowing anyone? Like, were you afraid that you wouldn't make friends, or did you just assume that you would be okay there with that?
I've never done it before. I've never been to a new school before, so. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you have. We moved from Jersey.
Well, no, I mean, like, I've been used to not being the new kid.
Oh, yeah.
True. So you, exactly. So you were the new kid a month ago. What was that like when you went to school being the new kid? Like, did you make friends right away? Or are you still making friends? What does that look
I'm
like?
I'm still trying.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah. To see, yeah. like, who you want to be friends with?
Yeah. There's okay. a few kids I made friends there.
Like,
yeah.
what happened the first day at lunch?
Yeah, when you don't know anyone.
What did you do?
That was Zach, my friend.
Okay, so, oh. yes, Lena, he met Zach the day before school started.
Okay.
Through another friend. So that was yeah. actually really awesome.
Yeah.
That Weston's friend from May Howard is friends with a boy that goes to Calvary. Mm-hmm. So the moms kind of got us together, and he was able to meet that boy. Mm-hmm. So nice. So I like that. But that doesn't mean that you and Zach would have hit it off. Like, it just so happened that you did get along with Zach, and it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because you just never know. You can't just put two 11-year-old boys together and hope they're going to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always the case.
Because, like, sometimes they're, like, weirdos.
Well, yeah. You don't want to be... And I know there's people that you're not friends with, Weston, that, you know, you're nice to them, but they're not kids that you want to invite over.
Like our neighbor.
There's a boy in, yeah, on our street that could hang out
there's,
and you...
There's two.
Well, one you still hang out with sometimes, but the other
Miles?
One you... Yes, but the other one you don't...
I'm talking about...
Finn. Right next door. Right next door. Yeah, you don't usually hang out with him at all anymore. You used to.
Yeah.
And you were very good friends with him when we first moved in.
Yeah.
And you guys yeah. were together all the time.
Yeah.
But then it got weird.
Yeah.
And that happens sometimes. Yeah. Do you think you'll ever be friends with him again?
Probably not. He's a video game kid.
Oh, yeah. He's a...
Okay.
You know,
he's
both
an iPad kid.
He's a phone.
Phone kid.
And Miles is, too.
Yeah. Just always wants to play video games and that's it. Yeah.
They're both not athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's and true. You're outside like every day.
Mm. And then when your friends come over, you guys do play outside, which I love. Yeah. Yeah. yeah Weston's very, but you have a lot of different friends too. They're not all the same. Like, let's talk about when we went on that water slide trip for your birthday and we had all those kids in the car that were so all different personalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were all putting different music on in the car. And that was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I like the fact that you always make friends. But if you can think of something in the future, just, you know, share it with other people. Because not everybody's good at it that way. I think, for me personally, I make friends very easily. But I'm very open, too. Like, I'm open to getting to know people. Because I just like talking to people. And, but I can tell right away if I want to be friends with somebody. Usually, if they're like me, we're going to be friends. Like... You know, if we have things in common. Mm-hmm. All right, we have a couple more questions before we wrap up, you guys. What's your favorite home-cooked meal, if you guys can think of that?
Penne vodka with grilled chicken.
Okay.
Mom sent me a picture of that the other day, and I almost crashed the car on the drive home from work.
I know that's your favorite.
I wasn't even hungry, but I ate.
Mm.
Probably home-cooked?
Yeah, what's something that you like the best to eat at home?
Dad's, chicken with the barbecue sauce.
Chicken thighs?
Yeah.
Barbecue chicken thighs. All right, Lena hasn't had them, so we gotta get
your
dad.
I don't like barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
you don't have to have it with barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, his chicken thighs are...
He cooks it with it, but you don't have to, like, dip it in it.
Or he makes some of them without the sauce on.
Yeah,
so he'll
he does
do it.
That, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I'll try that.
All right, Weston's right. That's, like, top 10. Mm-hmm. Any advice you guys have for not letting...
Oh, and the stinky cookies.
Oh,
and that chicken he cooks.
Okay, the spicy chicken with the penne.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just said that.
Well, this is a different chicken.
Oh.
He makes two different... Yeah, chicken thighs and then the spicy chicken dish. And the stinky cookies, yeah. I was actually just thinking about I need to make them soon. Even though they're an Easter cookie traditionally, but I'd like to bring them back into the loop soon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for Halloween. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any advice for people who are mean to you? Like, if somebody's mean to you, do you have any advice for someone out there how to respond to someone who's mean?
Be patient.
Oh.
Talk nice to them.
Ignore
them. And be
them.
Kind. Because that gets under their skin.
Mm.
Ignore them.
Mm. If they're mean, just ignore it.
I mean...
Block and delete.
Mm.
I'm also kind of like a taller kid, so I can just walk up to somebody and go.
Yes, you can. The size helps. You're right. It does. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any thoughts on relationships or lessons that you've learned having relationships in your life? Any thoughts on that?
No.
No. Do you guys think you have pretty healthy relationships in your lives, like with each other and with your friends and with your family? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
You're going to get a girlfriend?
No.
Okay, good. Not till you're 18. But yeah, no, I don't think.
No. I know that's a tough subject.
Yeah.
All right, and just a little bit of advice if you guys have for anyone who's having a hard time and life's getting them down. There's a lot of people out there struggling and suffering, and they're having a hard time. Do you have any advice on how they could feel better this weekend, since it is a holiday weekend?
I was listening.
So, like, would you, that's okay.
Walk in,
it's okay.
Bro.
I know it's a lot to ask, but can you think of something to tell someone right now that might be having a hard time, that is not happy in their life, and What would you say to them to help them maybe feel better, or any advice for them to get to a better place?
Do something for yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like to spend money, but that's just me. I don't recommend doing that.
Lena likes her shopping.
Yes. And fall is here, so.
Oh, you know, get a pumpkin, maybe.
TJ Maxx hates to see me coming. Wait till next check. But. You know, if you're feeling sad or something, you know, just do something for yourself. Go on a walk.
If you're feeling sad, that's a good way to put it. What do you think, Weston? Somebody feeling sad, what could they do?
You can tell them to hush up and don't talk. This just came to my mind, but Lena showed me and Mom a video of her in church.
Uh-huh.
Of that, when she was just. Getting showed the entire time, just getting
okay. So she was being shown on the, because she was part of the media team for that day. They were promoting something, and she was on the video.
There's four of us.
Four women were right on the video, and she was embarrassed.
Yes, there was a girl that sings, and then my pastor's wife, and then me and my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire video was just blown up of me and my pastor's wife. And I was like, are you just... I already was nervous to do the video, and everybody at church like knows who I am. So it was just like, oh my gosh, like this is so bad. Mm-hmm. And they showed it in front of everyone in service at church. So obviously everyone was looking at me like, oh my gosh.
So Lena doesn't like anyone looking at her.
I hate attention, and I don't like all eyes on me. And that was just like, oh.
I think that's what's different about you and Weston, because Weston can get up on that pitcher's mound in front of all those people and act like he's just in his own living room, like having a catch with the dog. That's what it seems like. I'm sure it's not like that for you, Weston, but you don't seem too nervous about all those people watching, where Lena is different. She doesn't want anyone.
I won't go to class if I'm late.
Why?
I'm not walking in there.
Oh, you don't want people turning around to see you come in?
Oh, heck no. If I'm late, I'm not going to class.
Yeah. That was always a problem.
I won't even go to the bathroom if I have to. I won't get up.
When you were younger, too, going to school, you would always panic. Like, Mom, if I had to take you out of school for a doctor's appointment and then bring you back, you would be nervous to go into school in the middle of a class. You'd want to wait until the actual class started in the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In middle school?
All the time, Weston. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
And... No, and that's okay. I mean, that's not something everybody feels comfortable with. Not everybody wants to be stared at.
Even becoming a member of the church, it took me months.
Just to go up there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then someone's mom came and grabbed me. I had no choice. She turned around, looked at me, and I told her no. And she got up, walked over to me while everyone else is sitting, pulled me out my seat, and brought me up to the front. I had literally no choice. And at that point, I just had to lock in and pretend like I was not nervous, even though I was like about to pass out. My heart rate was like 190. Yeah. So, well, now I'm a member of the church. So,
Well, I love you guys, and you know that already. Okay. But I'm going to tell you again. I love you. Thank you for coming on. You're both sweet and adorable. I would give you the whole world if I could.
No, we love you too.
Thank you, honey. All right, you guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's always so fun to have these cuties here. We're going to head to Dave and Buster. So I hope you have a nice weekend, too. And we'll see you next week on Parenting Room 101. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.